We're on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We have two Taisvos to learn on the previous sugya, and then we'll go to the next sugya. We had heard in the Gemara. The Gemara said that we have a miyut min atayrim mibnei ayayne. So the Gemara said that this miyut is coming to tell us that my oifis nirba and nevad is posel akrobe. And the Gemara says, why do I need a special miyut by oifis? Because namasom we'll see in Taisvis. There's a miyut by minabokar, minatzayin, lahitzias, nirba, nevad. So why do I need a special miyut by oifis? So the Gemara brings a drash. It says, ki mashchosam bohem mum bob. And we hear the drash, tonet ve Rabbi Shmuel, whenever it says ashchose, it means to tell us it's a psul erve. That means nirba, psur nevad, pentashchison. And it says mumbom, imashchosam ben mumbom. So we make a hekish. Every korban that is posel and that has a mum, so it's posel if it's nirba and nevad. But a korban that is not nifsal al yedei mum, is not nifsal al yedei nirba v'neva. And since oifis, there's no psul mumim ba'oifis, so I would think there's no psul of nirba v'neva, so that's why I have the posik min ha-toyrim, umin b'nei ha-yoyne, to tell us that even though there's no psul mum, there's a psul of nirba v'neva. That is the Gemara we learned yesterday. Let us see Taisvis. Ki mashchasam bohem mum bom. Kan mashme de lekula alme isluhu hachtroshe de mashchasam. From here it would be muchach that everyone holds this troshe, that the psul nirba v'nevad is totally in the psul mum, and therefore we need a posik to tell us that nirba and nevad is posled by oifis. This is a droshe muskemes. The polik adroshe zu ahutane de dorish mina behime lohitzias arayba. If there is someone who's chaylik on this droshe, so that means it's not a droshe muskemes. So that tane that darshins mina behema lohitzias areveya. So now, there is a psul reveya by korbonis. Mina boka lohitzias areveya. Now, according to that tane, if there is any tane that holds that we are not makish hashchose temum, so lechayre, automatically, I would know that a reveya and a nevad and a nirba is posel by oifis if you don't hold of the drosh. Now, if you don't hold of the drosh and it's posel, there's no difference between an oif and the behemoth. So what do I do with the min ha-toyrim and min b'nei ha-yoyne? So al-kochach, you'll have to say that's coming to be memayit chilas ha-tziyuk. And that's a barrier. Because I have here a min ha-toyrim min b'nei ha-yoyne. The whole golden glick was that I don't need it for chilas ha-tziyuk. Das macht der Balme. The ikar drosha is for nirba v'neva. But if there's a tanah that is not out of the drosh of mashchosan behem, so then min atayrim you don't need for nirba v'neva, so then al kochach it would be ois kishpal, that chilas hatziyev is a barrier. That's what Taisvis says over here. kan mashma de kulam islu ach drosche de mashchosam, de ipolig adrosche zu, ahu tane de dorish min abeheima, lohoyti es areveya, im kein leidig de berjave, leman de yoma, de loy dorish drosche de mashchosam. Elevadai kulu dorshilu. This everyone holds this drosha. So therefore, Rab Zeira, when he clears a shayla, in no way had to be patient to shayla. Fine. So now, Tosfos has another problem. So if we say this drosha is a drosha muskemes, so why do you need min haboko lohoitzi es areveya from moshchotem? I'll learn out. Lohoitzi es areveya. So Taisa says, "Vafelohochi itzach mina behema mina boker lohitzir avei v'nirba nevad mestamem v'loyhavi dorshina mimashchosam doha b'hotalye ela mishum da'ashkechon kvar bekotchim sheshovim bem dvar erve avoydes kechovim memum." So Taisa says like this: to make a whole drosha mashchosam is, since the Loshin Hashchosa was Nema by Erbe, was Nema by Avodah Zorah, to say that that's Pshat in the Posig, Chazal would never do such a thing. It's a Kimishchosa ben Mumbom, it means the Mum is the Hashchosa. But since I see, from Mina Behema Mina Bokor, that there is a Psul by Kolbonis, of Neva the Nirban Reveyam, and mum, so then I say that the mashchosam is coming to be makish. Is coming to be makish, whoever's nifsal, the mum is nifsal with these psulim. The nafke mine drosha the mashchosam. Why do I need the drosha? The maisa behime. I need the drosha for maisa behime. The chal al reveye v'nirba k'maisha chal al bal mum. That since La Maisa says La Yevakia by Maisa Behime, so Maisa Behime is Chalana Balmum, and I have this Roshe that wherever a Mum doesn't, is not Paisel, so Reveye Nirba is not Paisel, so Memele, so Maisa Behime is Chal also on Reveye Nirba Veneva. That's one case I need the hekish for. Rabbi Shimon nafkemine gam leporet. Isa Broche says that Rabbi Shimon holds a yetzei doifen is kosher leporet or adume. So it's not doime leshar kochim. So memele we couldn't learn out from all other kosher because pore is unique that a yaitse daifen is kosher. So therefore, but since we know that a mum passels by pore adume, so from this hekish we'll learn out wherever a mum passels, so nirba nevad will also pass. Bim taima, aber al kaponim, taisvis just was mevara, that this drosha of mashchosan behem mum bom is a drosha a muskim from no one disagrees with this drosha, and then Tais explained why you need the drosha of min haboka lo itziyas reveya v'mtayma. But Tais says, but there's a gemara fakel bereish kol asurim amrinim the tana de mashchosan, the tana who learns out from mashchosan, it's going on nirba nevad. Muki krod min habehema prat lezokin v'choyle mezuim. So the Gemara in Temura says clearly not like Taisvis. If you learn that from Ashchosam, so then min haboker is miyuta, so comes for zokin choyle mezuim. So it would seem that the one who, if you learn out from Minabok, Leitis, Rebeves, and Nirba, you don't learn out from Mashchosam. So Taisa says, it's not Nemes. Vishlaim, the Tanda, the Mashchosam, Vadai, Mashmele, Lishas, the mapik revei venirba mimashchosam lochudei. That time it seems the whole psul of revei venirba learns out. Aber shal tanoi de notki min habei me islo drosha de mimashchosam kedepreishis. V'chein mash bepeg basra de pcheires, de pligi hosam kamat tanoi gabi maisa behime, gabi tumtem, v'androigenes, v'mchusazman, v'yoytzei doifan, if it's chal an maisa behime, avol benirba v'roiveya u'mukza v'nevad, lo'y ashkechon shum plunkte, no one ever bats an eyelash to klara shayla, if Maisa Behemah will not be chal on a nirba v'neva. So why is it that way? Mashma de kula moidu, the misasem, kedushin en hosam imashchosam. So it seems that was the yesod I'm telling you that I started off with, that the drosha of mashchosam is a drosha amuskemes from all taloi. Umiyu mehoche ikelemitri. Now, Taisva started off to prove that everyone holds of the drosha of mashchosam, because if not, if you don't, the Tana that doesn't hold of the drosha of mashchosam, so what are you going to do min ha-teirem ibn ha-yayne? What are you going to be memayit? Automatically, oifas are also nismayit nirba v'nevet min ha-boke min ha-tzoyim. Is al kochoch, is also a eiskishbarta mina teirim is coming on the tatals of Taberia. The Gemara doesn't say that. That was Taisvis, eichoche, that the drosha of mashchosam is adova muske. Umiyu Taisvis says, this raya mehochi kilometre. The philot man the less lay drosha the mashchosam itzach mina teirim lemutai nirba. Salkedaitach given the oifis lesnai bereve lesnai nami benirbe de chayegav no mepeik amizbech mekadish. There's a gemara that mentions a svarim that the iser nirba is only when there's an iser reveya. And since by oifis it's not shayach the inyan of reveya, so I would think it's not shayach the inyan of nirba. So it could be, that's why I need min hatoyrim to be mayit nirba, even though reveya is not shayach. Then the Gemara said that why do you need a special ribui, a special miut by oifis, a nirba v'nevad, because the whole psul is dafke if mum paisel, and a mum does not pasel by oifis, tamis v'zachas v'beheime, mein tamis v'zachas v'oifis, so a mum doesn't pasel by oifis, I would think, Imad Va'alva Vaitz Kavanamila lives so Kamash Balam. Fine. Tamis Bezachris Bebehim. Beteres Kainim Dorishlei. How do you know that the Psul Mumim is only by Behemim? Midachsiv Tomim Zocho Baboko Baksovim Ubeizim. So Mamela, the Posik, when the Posik mentions these Tanoim, of Tomim, which means it's not about Mum, in Zocho, when are these Tnoim needed? Baboko, Baksovim, Ubeizim, Tamas Vezachas Bebeimim, and Tamas Vezachas Boifis. Period. Umechusa Eiver the Posel Boif. Now how do you know that a Mechusa Eiver is Posel Boif? Nafkelei, so Taisva says, is a posik midachsiv min ha'oif v'loi kol ha'oif perikam adekdushim. There's a miyut, a min ha'oif v'loi kol ha'oif. So this is not memayit mumim, because mumim are kosher ba'oifis. So the min ha'oif is memayit mechusareiva. V'loi kemoyshe perish kan bekuntres, Rashi said mechusareiva is posel ba'oif mishum Akriveyu no lefechosecho, so it seems according to Rashi it's only a psul midimrei kabole, and Taisa says it's enough in the Gemara that mechusar eiver is posel by eiv. Vim taima, lomo likro livsel mechusar eiver. By Taisa was shitosi yeva posik, minoi fulei koloi, fafilu bnei noyech nami osam, Chusar Eiver is possible by Bnei Noach, but by their Kabonis it's possible. The lack of Midi Deli Yisroel Shorim Bnei Noach also. So Al Kochoch you have to say, if by Bnei Noach it is also Chusar Eiver, so Al Kochoch it's also by Yisroel, so that means an oif. There's a psul of mechusar eiver. I mean, by behemis, there's a psul als mumim, so typically als mumim, so al kochoch. But by goyim is no psul of mum. So, but al kochoch by oif is there's a psul of mechusar eiver, even though there's no psul of mum, because there can't be like a midi to the Yisroel shorim neinoyachos. יש לאימא משום דמרינן בפרק ארבע מיסס, בכל מצווה שנמרו לבני נויח ולא נשנס בסיני, לישראל נמרו ולא לבני נויח. כך הוא צריך לשנוי סו כדי לסר לא זה ולא זה. Now, I'd like to say over, Rabbi Kivekis says pshat in this Gemara in Sanhedrin, with this we'll understand the next kasha of Tosfos, but Rabbi Kivekis says he explains this halacha very well. We have a klal. If there were mitzvahs that were said to Bnei Noach, and they were not repeated, b'shas matan Torah, they were not repeated. So we say these mitzvahs which were said to Bnei Noach automatically go to Yisroel after Matan Torah, and the Bnei Noach remain without this mitzvah. So Memela, that's how it works. If it was Nishnis, so then I say, so the Nishnis was, say Yisroel, that Yisroel is also. So then the mitzvah that was first said remains by Bnei Noach. That means that if you have only one mitzvah, I say it's coming to tell us that after Matan Torah, Yisrael are mitzvah, and the tzivui leaves Bnei Noach. If you have twice, so then I say, if it's mentioned twice, so then I say, so the second tzivui was Livnei Yisrael, and the first Sibur remains by the Bnei Noach. So Tosfos says, why do you need a new posik that Mechusar Eiver is possible by Eifes? So Tosfos said, if you wouldn't have this new posik, so you know what would happen. So then Takim, the din of Mechusar Eiver would transfer to Yisrael. And Goyim would be Mutab and Mechusar Eiver. That's why we have Minoy for Leikolot. Vim Taima Lama Likro Dein Tamus Vizachos Ba'ifis. Now we have a Bezundere Droshe that tells us that there's no Psul Mumim Ba'ifis. So Taisu says it's Boshe. Vide Itzrech Min Ha'oif Leser Mechusar Eiver. If I have a posik, lesser mechusar eiver, yedinin dein mum poisel boif. So automatically I know dein mum poisel boif. Dei poisel lo mali min hoif. So Tosfos asks Akasha as follows, that why do I need a posik to tell me that mumim don't passel by hoif is, it's oishkishbal. If I have a posik, that tells me that Mechusar Eiver is possible, min ha'if u'leikol ha'if. So, why do you need this posik? If mumim are possible, savadik vis Mechusar Eiver is possible. Is ois gishpar from this posik that mumim are kosher, or else why do you need this posik? Because if mumim are possible, savashtaisa Mechusar Eiver is possible. So why do you need this drash to tell me that mumim don't pass by oifes? I can figure it out. If I need a drash from a chusar eiver, zarei, that mumim hakosha. That's Tosfos kasha. So Rabbi Kivega asks, no, I need the posik to tell me that this posik, you're right. to know that mechusa. First, es akasha. Why do I need a posik? Why do I need a posik to tell me that mechusa? Why do I need a posik to tell me that mumim are posel? That mumim are not posel by oid. I can figure it out, because if mumim would be posel by oid, why do you need the posik from mechusa reiva? That's what it was kasha. So, if you wouldn't have the posik of mechusa reiva, so then a goy wouldn't be posel by mechusa reiva. We have a klal that if it's only, it's not nishnis lachem at n'teirem, so memele, so it goes to a yid. And a goy would be mutter. So that's why you need this posik to tell me that mechusa reiva is posel by a Yisrael, even though I know Sai Visai, that it's possible because a mum passes also. But I need this posik to tell me that by a goy mechusareve passes. So Rabbi Kiveger asked this kashe. So Rabbi Kiveger says that they never would have written a posik by a yid only because of a goy. There's no such klal. The Torah would never do such a thing. Pshat is, if you need a posik for a yid, so then the posik by a goy remains. But to write a posik only by a yid, only b'negeya a goy, that we never did. So memelu, so that's Tosfos kasha. So why do you need a posik by a yid? Nachamu. Bumbly called the in Thomas Mizachas Boifes, Miditzach Minoif, Lesser Mechusareivim. If so, Kochach Minoif is coming to tell us not for a goy, coming to tell us for a yi. Lesser Mechusareivim, Yedin in the Ain Mum Paisel Boy. The Paisel, Bumbly Minoif. But if a Mum passes, why do you need Minoif? So Minoif, yeah. So Minoif is coming to us in Mechusaiva Pasol, so it seems that Mum Pasol doesn't pass. Bishloime the Lav Kod in Thomas Vezachas Boifes, Avamine, I would say Pumfakel, the Mum Paisel Boif, O Minoif, Osa Lesser, Apilahanach Mumim de Shori Bebeime. I would say Pumfakel, if I wouldn't know that Mumim don't passel by Oif, I would say that Minoif is coming to tell us Mumim, which are kosher by Behema Apostle Baif. The Krod Minoif, Lesser Osa, Vloy Lahak. Ein Lakshis Nami, Minitzach Mina Toirem, Lenirba Venevam. It's also Shamin in the Mum Apostle Paisel Baifis, because if Mum would be Apostle Baifis, so I need a special Apostle by Nirba Venevam. Another Kasha, the Kalamay, Minitzach Mina Toirem, from the Salke Daiton, Kivin Daifes, less than by Rebeya, less than Ami Benirba, Kid the Brishes, Lael. Now, let's go further. Boy Rab Zeire. Ho'imer, Arei Olai Oilas Beheime, Min Ha'ayil Oy Min Ha'keves. A person was Mekabel Beneder on himself to bring an Oila from one of the two, either from an Ayil or from a Keves. Vehevi palgus, and he brought a palgus. So let us just say translation. A keves is bench nosai, 1 year old. An ayol is from 13 months and further. These man, the 13th month is a palgus. So Rab Zeire klar the shaila, if a person was mekabel on himself an eder to bring an oila, either from an ayil or from a keves, vehevi palgis, and he went and brought a palgis, ma, what is the din? So let's just go a little further and then we'll explain. Alibi the Rabbi Yochanan, Leiti Boiloch, Dome Beri Yahavim, Visnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Pori Kribi, maybe all of Niske Ayel, Bein Oyla Loim Mizifchai. Boma Rabbi Yochanan, Oyla Ayel, Rabbi Sasapalgis. Kiti Boiloch, Alibi the Bar Pode, the Oma Maisi Umasni. So let's start from Bar Pode and then we'll go back to Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah says, Meseches Pora, that if a person brought a palgis, which is from the month after the 13th month, Einoi oila loy mizivchoi. He's not yaitse his chiyiv kol. So, in other words, the Mishnah is saying, if he said, Arei olai lahavi keves, not Yaitse with a palgus. He said, Arei olai lahavi ayu, he's not Yaitse with a palgus. Ein oil aloy mizifchai. And then it says, maybe all of niske ayu, maybe all of niske ayu, but he brings the nisachim of an ayu. Ein a Yaitse, So just let's start from Bar Pode, and then we'll go to Rabbi Yochanan, and then we'll go to the Sofik of Bar Pode. The Pashtis, Bar Pode, says, learn Pshat in the Mishnah like this. He's not Yaitse his Chiyiv, but he brings Nesochim like an isle. So Bar Pode said, you know what Pshat in the Mishnah is? The Tana did not know in what category a Palgis go enters. Is a palgis an aisle? Or is a palgis a keves? And he said one of the two. He said one of the two. And so he said either he wants to bring a keves or he wants to bring an ayil. So the zevach he's not yoytze because I don't know. Maybe he said a reil I love keves. Maybe it's an ayil. He said I'm a reil I love ayil. Maybe it's a keves. So eina yoytzel eina ilo loy mizifchay. So he's not yoytze his chiyev neder because I don't know what it is. It's a suffix. But with this ayil, with this palgis, he brings the nesochim of an ayil. Now let's just explain for 1 minute what is the difference between the nesochim of an ayil and the nesochim of a keves. The Nesachim of a Keves is a Revius Ahin. The Nesachim of an Ayil is a Shlishis Ahin. Now, in Ahin, there's Yud Beis Lugim. So, a Keves brings a Revius Ahin, so it brings 3 Lugim. An ayil brings a shlishis ahin, so an ayil brings 4 lugim. So now, it says in the Mishnah, he's not yoyte, eino eilo loy mizitchoy, but he brings the nesachim of an ayil. So, Bar Pode, we'll see there's a third pshat in Bar Pode, but let's see the posht pshat in Bar Pode. So the posht pshat Bar Pode learned this Mishnah as follows. This person said, Arei olai lahavi ayil, and he brings this palgis, he's not yaitz midei zivchei, because who says this is an ayil? Maybe it's not an ayil, maybe it's a keves. If he said, Arei olai lahavi keves, he's not yaitz, maybe it's an ayil. So it's not the chiv neder that he had made to bring one of the two. He either made a chiv to bring a keves or an ayil. He's not yoitz with a palgis. But now when he brings this palgis, What nesachim does he bring? So, Balfodol or Mshat, the Mishnah, he brings the nesachim of an ayil, and he makes a t'nai. What is the t'nai? The t'nai is, I don't know what this is, but you know what it is. So, I was like, if a palgis is an ayil, so a palgis is an ayil, so the nesachim of an ayil is a shlishis ayin. So that's four lugin. So these four lugin will be for the nesachim. If this palgis is a keves, so the nesachim of a keves is revius in three lugim. So I'm bringing these three lugim, I'm bringing the three lugim for the keves. What's with the fourth lug? The fourth lug will be an adova. That's how Baal Poda learned pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, but he brings in the nesachim of an ayil. So what's pshat? Yoytzi bin nesachim of an ayil. So that's how Baal Poda learned pshat. Baal Poda learned pshat that fakel. He can't be, if he made a nether on a kevis, he can't be yoytzi with a palgis. He made a nether on an ayil. He can't be yoytzi with a palgis. But he's bringing now a palgis. Forget about the nether. He's bringing a palkis for a kolben, whatever it is, it is. The Meishel knows what it is. So the nesachim of this kolben will bring the nesachim of an ayil. So with the nesachim, the mother sheikh is good. His nether wasn't yoitze, but the nether was here to chayvus on himself to bring either an ayil or a kevis. I don't know if he was yoitze's nether by bringing a palkis. If the palkis had a reizu oilo. So the shayla is, was he yoytze the previous nether with the sarayzu? So I don't know, because he was mechayiv himself, one of the two. He was mechayiv himself a keves or an ayil. So mamela, he's either yoytze de zibchay, but he brings the nesachin of a ayil. So this is how Baal Poda said pshat in the Mishnah. So Baal Poda understood, that's the Poshe Pshat in Baal Poda, that the Tanya of the Mishnah tells us, we don't know if a palgis is an ayil or a kevis, so we tell him, that's on the Mishnah, he's not yoytze his nether, and then he'll bring the nesachim of an ayil. But Rabbi Zaire did not know Pshat in Baal Poda. If that's Pshat in Baal Poda, so what'll be if a person said, Arei Olai, Oyla oy keves oy ayil. So then according to Baal Poda, he'll bring a palgis and then, Baruch Hashem, he was yay to the nether. Could be that. That was one side in Rabbi Zaire. Rabbi Zaire said, but maybe Baal Poda had another suffix also. Maybe Baal Poda had a suffix at Tiberia. Maybe it's a suffix at Tiberia. It's not a keves and it's not an ayil. Now, but it's a Tiberia. Now, if it's three tzedakah. Maybe it's a keves, maybe it's a nail, maybe it's a beria. Now, if that is the case, so then if a person says, Arei olai lahavi oy keves oy ayil, and he brought a palgis, so according to Baal Poda, he won't be yoytze, because could be this is a beria. This was the suffix of Rav Zeire in Baal Poda. Now let's jump to Baal Poda, and then we'll come back to Rabbi Yochanan. Kiti boiloch alibe de Baal Poda. Rabbi Zeire de Sofik alibe de Baal Poda. The Oma, Baal Poda said, shat in the Mishnah, that what it says in the Mishnah, that he's ene yaitzi yidei zibchoi, but he brings nesachim of an ayil, the Oma maisi umasni. So what, that's what Baal Poda said. He brings the nesachim, he makes that night. So now, Rav Zeire the Sofik, mi omrine, ayil v'keves masne, the whole Sofik is it an ayil or a keves? Beberye loy masne, but he doesn't say if it's a berye. Beidilme beberye nami masne. Da omari berye have levi kulin nedove. If it's a berye, there's no chiv nesachim on a berye. The whole chiv nesachim is on a keves or an ayil. If it's a berye, there's no chiv nesachim. So that was Rabbi Zeire Sofik. It's Rabbi Zeire Sofik. He wanted to know, according to Baal Poda, The Balpoda Zicher learned Pshat in the Mishnah that you make a Tanai. That's all. Balpoda said one word. Maisi Umasni. Two words. You bring the Sochim and you make a Tanai. That's what Balpoda said. So now Rabbi Zeiro started calling Gashel. What is Pshat in Balpoda? How many Tanoim do you make? You make two Tanoim or three Tanoim? Do you say, if it's an ayil, so it's kulay l'nesochim. If it's a keves, so if it's a keves, so then two lugim should be l'nesochim, and then one lug will be an adobah. And if it's an adobah, and if it's a berry, so the whole thing will be an adobah. That was Rabbi Zeira Sofik in Balpoda. Let's just see Rashi and Amid Beis, and then we'll come back to Amid Al. Maisi Yomasne, the Svira Leisofiku. Balpoda holds it a Sofik. Vahochi, Kami Boilon, Aliba, this was Abzeir Sofik, Aliba the Balpoda. Ba Mai Mistapik, Umai Masne. Let's skip this, we'll come back to this soon when we learn Taisvis. The Kami Boilon, let's go to the next line. Hochi. This was the Sofik of Rav Zeira. My master, mi pshita leila bal poda de la beryu. Bal poda is posha that is not a beryu. El is Sofik, I'll Sofik ebis. Bichi masni, so when he makes the Tanai bind in the Sochim, ba'ayil u bekevis u de masni. The only Tanai is ba'ayil u bekevis. Iyayil hu, levi kuli didei. So this should be all the four logim, the four lugim should be for the aisle. Shlisha sahin. Vikavisu, isorin soiles, and revius, so the Bach says, isorin soiles, revius sahin, lehevi didei. So then, the three lugim should be for the nesochim, v'inach l'nedovet. Aber be berje leit zorg las nu el mei mi berje wenn er eulen ne sachen da wie kullen in der dobe de gabi bai in der lel so then if you would say that is no suffix whatsoever to berje so if a person made a neder el lohavi oi oi las kevis oi oi las ayo so then even the vadi la berje you see they nidre mamonefsh to oi keves oi aylo, vuhu no da beize she yilze. Oi dilmo, but maybe Rabzeire the Sofik, maybe pshat, the words that, the cryptic words that Balpoda said, maisi u masni, maybe in the tnai there is, oi dilmo ba inami misafkele le Balpoda. Dilmo beryeu, the gabi nisochim, maisi u masni, so by the nisochim will be masni, di beryeu, Levi kulin edove. The gabi ba'ayin nami loy nofik. So me may lift that is pshat in Balpoda. That is a tzad, maybe it's a berye. So me may lift in my shayla, if he cleared a shayla, if he said a reyla, I love you, oi keves, oi ayol, loy nofik, the dulma lav ayol, the lav kevesu. That was the sofik in Rav Zeira, alibi de Balpoda. That's the sofik. Now, let's go back again to the most understanding of Pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Well, let's see again the Lashna Gemara, so I hope it'll be a little clearer. Boy Rav Zeira, oi marei lai oi les beime, min ha'ayil, oi min ha'keves, v'hevi palgis mal. Alibe de Rabbi Yochanan loy tiboy lach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I have no sofik whatsoever. The Oma Rabbi Yochanan holds beryahave. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have any sofik. Sveikas, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a beryah. This man, we learned in the Mishnah, ikrivo maybe all of niske ayil, vein oile loy mizivchoy, you bring niske ayil and oile mizivchoy, but Omar Rabbi Yochanan says, how do you know you bring niske ayil? It says, oi la ayil, there's an extra oi, le rabbi says apalgis. So you see from Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a special posik to tell us that apalgis here's the nisachim of an ayil. So you see from Rabbi Yochanan Klal, there's no sof. An ayil is a palgis is a berye, and it says, oi l'ayil, here's the nisachim of an ayil. So b'meila, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if a person said, arei l'ayil ahovi, Oyoilas keves, oyoilas ayil, with apalgus, there's nothing else to talk about. This is not an ayil, it's not a keves. Okay, and according to Ba'apod, that was the suffix of Rab Zeirim. That was the suffix of Rab Zeirim, that according to Ba'apod, is it a suffix keves, suffix ayil, or is it also a suffix beryit? Let us see. Now let us see Rashi and Amadalev. Min ha'ayil amin ha'keves, ma'ezeh she'elze. Palgis. Keves ben shana b'sloich shnosoi kori keves. Ba'ayil mish'ovru yirgimu chadoshim. Shenich neschei desholim b'sloich shana shniye kori ayil adoylam. Palgis b'sloich chei deshrishim shol shana shniye. Mein oilaloi mizivchoi. This is in the Mishnah and you bring two eschoinim by the soilus, ushlishi sahin yayin, which is four lugim, tachsiv bepashas the sochim bishlach lecho anoshim, Oy la ayel ha'echad, el rabis es ha'palgis b'nesochim alolo. Umide itzere kro l'ribuye, shma mino kesova rabi yechanen, de tane kama da oma ein ha'ilu loy mizivchoy, the reason of the tane that says ein loy mizivchoy, mishum de beryo, because it's a beryo. So therefore you're not yoytze, I said rei la lovi kevis, or I said lovi ayel, so yizicha not yoytze. Linyin nesochim, Rachman Rabbi. The sveika who, if it would be a sofik, Rabbi Kroh, I don't need a ribi of a posik to tell me you bring the nesochim of an ayil. The kiv neshema ayil upshita, the boy is sui niskei ayil, basnuye. The ayil who, levididei, bikevesu, yeyeyes on the dove. Shemis nadvim nesochim beloi kolm, kenamrinim bemenachas perik bas. So let's understand Rashi's kasha. Rashi is a kasha, there's a klal, you can't bring an adova of one lug, of two lugim, or a five lugim. You can only bring an adova, there's only niske keves, which is three lugim, niske ayil, which is four lugim, niske po, which is chatziin, which is six lugim. But you can't bring, so I can bring an adova, three, four, and six. But Sarashi, yes, here, he brings four lugim, and he says if it's a keves, three should be for the keves, and one should be an adova. Rashi, you can't bring one look for an adova. What's pshat? And for Rashi, hoche ki hai gavna badi achini kovik. So that's what Rashi means to say like this. In Nesochim, you can't bring a, Nesochim has, there's different types of Nesochim. There's niske keves, which is four lugim niske, three lugim niske ayel, which is four lugim niske. That's the type of the song. I want to bring a lug, I want to bring one lug for the dove. I'm sorry, you can't bring the doves. There's only three types of the doves you can bring. Three, four, and six. But lemaise, I'm bringing four. So I'm bringing the type of the sochim, which is nikra v'gabi amizbeya. I'm bringing, so then, one of the looking I can bring from an adova. That's what Rashi says. Now, before we turn the page and see the two things in Rashi, which one we skipped over, Kiti boiloch alibe de barpode, bepeiret shtei midis itoisev barpode mahaikro, the oila ayo, the mid the marbe palges, le osa kro le buyes feike. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Eis Rabbi Yochanan says, the oy comes to be marbe apalgis. So you see, it's a berye. But according to according to Bar Poder, what do you do with the oy? So the Gemara slugs up Bar Poder. What do you do with the oy? What are you going to marble from the oy la ayel? That's Tais. Tais means the Gemara. Now let's go over again Rashi. According to, now let's see again the Rashi. Just mention two others on this Rashi, and then we'll see Tais. Maisi umasni, the Svirulei Sofiku. The Svirulei Sofiku. Bapoda holds a palgis is a Sofik heve Sofik hail. Ocha kami boilon, I'll leave it to Bapoda. Bamai mistapik, umai masni. What's this nine? Va'oi la'ayil. What does he do with the oi? If it's a sofik, what does he do with the oi? Dorish lei ledrosh achine b'menoches b'peirik shtei midis. He uses it for another drosha. Shem v'shemayim. Taisus brings down. He taisus. The Gemara, and you look at the Gemara and the Gemara menoches, the Gemara is a kasha. What does Bar Poder do with the oi? Badei kasha. It's a good kasha, Taka. That's a good kasha. And Rashi all of a sudden says, oh, there's a drosha. So the Rishash wants to say, the Gemara says, kashe. Bada oi lebapoda bada kashe. Kashe doesn't mean Tuesday. That means it's schwer. Mustami yet a teretz on it. If the mother doesn't say Tuesday, yet a teretz on it. So he darshened it for something. We don't know what he did with it. Yeah, now just as goes a little further, become me boy lehochi. My master, mi pshitale la ba'apoda de la beryo, it's not a beryo, the sofik ayo sofik kebis. It's a sofik ayo sofik kebis. And somehow that's it now. Rabbi Chonon, in Kevitz and Yonim, asks a shayla, he doesn't understand. He says, sofik ayo, he understands, because it is a concept of Yem Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana, so it could be when it's the Yem Echad of after the first year, it could be that's a denial. Could be it's a denial. You don't have to, you don't need a month in the second year, a day in the second year also is a denial. But he says, how could be a Kevis Bench Nosai? It's older than a year. How could be a Kevis Bench Nosai? So he doesn't understand. Rabbi Chanan doesn't understand what the Sofik about Pod is. But how could be a Sofik Keves? So, in Chedush Yechsam Sofer, Yechsam Sofer, he is a Cheshbin, but Teich Dvorov, Vachsach Meir, he says as follows. And it says in the Parshas Nedarim that speaks about when a person brings a korban for neder, the pasuk says as follows: Ve'im min hatzoyin oila korbanoi, min hakvosim oy min ha'izim. There's a pasuk he wants to bring min hatzoyin min hakvosim. Zok tehele kechsam sofer. You know what kvosim means? He says, it doesn't say one word over there, how old the kvosim are. He says, kvosim could be a kevis, could be an ayil, could be a palgus. He doesn't say anything. Kvosim. By other kabonas, it says, kevis ben shnosoi oy ayil. In other places, it says, kevis ben shnosoi. But over here, it says kvosim, which is very inclusive. He says, in the Lishna Dekra, it's very unclear what a palgus is. So that's me, the Chsam Sofer is Messiah. If since by another, it says Kvosim, and in this Parsha, I don't have any guidelines, what falls into the category of Kvosim? So he says, here I go, achel lishne b'nei odom. If he said, arei elai lahavi keves, what is the translation of keves b'lishne b'nei odom? Does keves mean, like the Torah says in other places, keves ben shnosai? Or maybe keves will go, if it's older than a ben shnosai, it's also called a keves. This is what the Chsam Sofer
says, and then it'll be fine for Rabbi Chanan's kashya. Because by Nedorim, it does not say Keves Ben Shnosai. Just Kvosim, which is very inclusive. Now, let us see Tosfos. The Oma Maisi Umasne. Ba'apodah said that by the Nesochim, you bring them, you make at night. Hiksha Riva. So the Riva said like this. Bishloim and Nesochim. Yochel lahavi shir niske ayil. He can bring the Nesochim of an ayil. He'll bring four lugin. Lahasna, it's not make at night. Shimu keves, shir moisa, lenadove. Kirabi kiva da oma bepeire kola todder. Hamisnadev yayin menaschei lesafol. Rabbi Kiva says, if you're menadev yayin in the sochim, what do you do with the yayin? You put it in the safolim. In the safolim, which are gabi amizbeach. So memele, so if it is the nesochim of a keves, it belongs in the Safolim. It's in the Sochim of an Ayil, it belongs in the Safolim. And if it's an Adov, it also goes in the Safolim. According to Rabbi Kiva's Gevalt. Vafilu l'raptafim, da'oma le'ishim, Raptafim says if a person is menadiv nesochim, you don't put it in the Safolim, you put it al ha'ish. So now, Taisu says, so what happens over here? According to Raptafim, you said, well, if it's a Kedis, So three lugin will be for the keves, and one lug will be an adove, and if it's an ayil, it'll be for the ayil. Now, this fourth lug, where are you going to be menasachit? In the safolim or al ha'esh? According to Rav Tavin, you have a big problem over here. That's the Yisus Kasha. You can't make cheshbon. I'm making it tonight, fine. It's either for an ayil or an adove. No, but what are you going to do? If it's an ayil, it belongs to the safolim. If it's an adove, it belongs to aleish. What are you going to do? So Taisi says, "Afula raptafim d'omal leishim mashmul leipligi elabayim areila yain stam leipirish l'nesochem avlam pirish moide d'ozel l'safolim." Right? I mean, if he said arei alay lahavi yain l'nesochem, so that means that's his nedove. His nedove is that that's yain l'nesochem that goes into the safolim. So that's a halbetzot. But Taisa says, I have another problem. I will be mincha hechi masne. But the mincha, you bring a mincha, hawein b'li losan shavit, l'shal keves b'li losay rake, sholosh lugin l'isorim, v'shal ayim b'li losay ovo, shnei lugin l'isorim. Now what's pshat? It says like this. By a keves you bring one isorim, and Reviya Sahin of Shemen. So one Isorin of flour, the Reviya Sahin, which is three Lugin, so it's one Isorin and three Lugin oil. That's the batter. Mixed up, that's the batter of the Mincha. If an ayil is Shnei Esroinim and Shlishi Sahin, there's two Esroinim of flour, and Shlishi Sahin, which is four Lugin. Now, four lugim for two isroinim means two lugim for one isorin. By a keves, it's three lugim for one isorin. By an ayil, it's two lugim for one isorin. So, memele, the consistency and the thickness of a mincha of an ayil is much thicker than the consistency, even though it brings more oil, but it brings more salus also. So, the consistency of a mincha of a keves is a loose consistency. This is a thicker consistency. So what's going to be with the mincha? A mincha echi masne. Ain b'li losin shabbat. V'shel keves b'li losay rake. Sholish lugin l'yisorim. V'shel ayo b'li losay ovo. Shnei lugin l'yisorim. Usnan perikame de menoches. Ribo shimno shechis apsula. You can't make it because I'll do whatever I want. Let's hope for the best. No. It has to have exactly the amount of shemen that it requires. Usna name ma'arvin minchas kvosim b'shalaylam uporim, because they have different consistencies. Chitaim edemaisi shir minchas keves b'kliyecho. He brings two menaches. Shir minchas ayil b'kliyecho. Umasne. She'echad memir nedover. Oh, that's an einfos. He brings two minchis, which each one has the right consistency, one for a keves, one for an ayil. And then he says, by each minch, he says, well, if this is a keves, I'm on this mincha, that'll be an adobe. If it's an ayil, I want the other mincha, and this'll be for an adobe. Yev shalashis kei, the minchas nedove nikmetzes, u minchas nesochim kule kolu. There's a different seder. A minchas nedove, you take off a kmitze. Minchas nesochim kule kolu, everything is burnt. So what are you going to do? A merdik is up. But tirets rivo, davadai, kshemesnade, minches tam, also nikmetzes. Avo miforish, minches nesochim, ave kule kolu. Amrine mesnade, odo minches nesochim, bacho yoim, bahashte yochel lahas nishap. And I can make it my. So Taisvi says, if he says, beferish, minches nesochim, even though it's bringing from the dove, so then it's kolu. It's like a minches nesochim, that's kolu. Like I said before, if he said by the Yayin, he said Yayin l'nesochim, so it's l'safor. Fine. So just like to mention three Ha'oris, and then we're finished. One Ha'or, the Perish Yosef asks, a minchas nedova, you bring levoina on the mincha. A minchas nesochim, you don't bring levoina. Now, what do you do here? Here it's a nedova, so what do you do? That's one Ha'or. The Rishash asks another Ha'or, a minchas nedova, there's one lug, and there's only one lug of shemen. And here we have, this one has three lugim, one has two lugim. A minchas nedova is one lug of shemen, so this doesn't work over here. That's the Rishash's kasha, anti-Swiss. And then, I just have one ha'ora on Rashi. When Rashi speaks about the Tnai, as she says, Yayil hu lehevi, Rashi says, Yayil hu kula didei, kevesu, isorin soiles, revi sehin lehevi didei, ve'inoch l'nedove. Rashi said the rest is l'nedova. Rashi doesn't seem to say like Tosfos that he bring two minchas. The inach, the rest will be l'nedova. So then we have the problem of Tosfos. It's either it's riboshimna or chisoshimna. That's the three hours.